senses at the lower feet of my holy master, Nitya Lila Pravishto Om Vishnu Parashishma Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami, and my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishto Om Vishnu Parashishma Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj. There are so many false propagandas going on against me everywhere. But I know that they are like children, very ignorant. From 1946, I am in connection with Swamiji. I was serving him till he was alive in this world, and still I am in the same world. In Mathura, so many monks used to play on mridanga, used to order me to sing. So all the same songs I used to sing. At that time, very young, only 26 years is it, my voice was so sweet and so high. He liked well so much. He used to tell me, you should sing Sirupa Manjari Pada, very high class of songs, Bibhavari says, and all other songs. He used to explain Srimad Bhagavatam alone, myself, discussing so many things. Sometimes argument, very hot arguments used to be. But he never became angry. That is why in his letters he has told that our relations are transcendental. Oh, it cannot break. And in his last will, he requested me that you should help my devotees. I have brought them, but I could not find them. And secondly, you should give me my samadhi with your own hands. So many he told. Those who don't know all these things, they can tell so many things. And if a person is not sincere, they also, for any worldly gain, self-gain, then they tell like this. Our relation is surely transcendental because I am in his line still, and I will be. But those who were in false egos, I know so many, Brahmananda, Rameshwaram, Bhavananda, Kirtanananda, hundreds of devotees I know, that false ego that I am disciple of Prabhupada. But where they are now, I want to ask with them, where are they? Because they were not actual sincere followers. So he has accepted me. I know, if he accepts and I accept him, that you are my transcendental related disciple, and I accept him, that he is my holy master Shiksha Guru, transcendental, then if whole world is not admitted, what harm? Is there any harm? No harm. That should tell. They will fall down again. So, you should know all these things. I want to tell his teachings. And if you are very strong in his teaching, following his teaching, then really you are his disciple or in his disciplic line. If you are not following, only false ego is there, that you are not his disciple or not in his disciplic line. So we should try to know these things. He has told that by practicing, by chanting name, transcendental name, all desires, whether worldly or spiritual or transcendental, all we say desires will be fulfilled. Sarvam siddhim bhavati. All kinds of siddhi, perfection now, attain. Nothing to go anywhere for this. What he has told, what he has given in mantra, it is sufficient. Only high class of association to purify your process is needed. Nothing else. We should strongly believe this, that Krishna name can give you all kinds of perfection. Nothing to go to school and colleges. What classes?
PhD.
In this impersonal atheistic schools and colleges. They cannot give. They will make more weak. Now that is going on everywhere. All are joining schools and colleges, degree colleges, law colleges and so many colleges. So, we should try to be in his line. He has told to follow Adau Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Atha Bhajan Kriya Tato Anartha Nibritti Shat Tato Nishta Ruchi Asakti Bhav, and then we should try to know all these things, and this is a real process to attain perfection. What is Shraddha? A desire to serve Krishna. This is the seed of the Shraddha. Guru gives it. Your devotees gives this. By serving Krishna, your life will be successful. So, outwardly some symptoms are that a strong faith in epics, guru words and Krishna word will come automatically. This is called Shraddha. So when a Shraddha comes, anyhow, then we should try to associate with high class of Vaishnava, even to guru, even. Otherwise, the desire will draw. Your faith, Shraddha will draw. You can give up all these things. So we should try to associate. And then, gradually, he will realize that I should be initiated by any high class of Vaishnava. And then, he takes initiations and began to serve him, his words follow. What are their, his words? Oh, first try to read Gita. In Gita everything has been given. Rupa Goswami has given the essence of all the Gita and all other Shastra in his 8 poems. Bacho Vega, Manasa Krodha Vega, Jiva Udro Pastha Vega. Etan Vegan Jabhisayet Dhira Sarvam Apimam Prithvi Shastra First, we should try to obey these lines of Gurudev. He has written in this explanation of this book, Nectar of Instructions. He has explained all the eight or ten slokas. Very vividly he has explained. First of all, if you are chanting, remembering, but not giving attention to give up all the things which are unfavorable in your bhakti, then your bhakti cannot improve. Sometimes it may dry. You are chanting, remembering, but you are not going in high class of association and not following the instructions. What to are prominent, which is favorable to our bhakti, we should strongly accept. And which are unfavorable, we should try to reject. This thing. If you are not doing, but only chanting, remembering, after some time it will dry and you may give up. Like, I'm giving an example. There was a marriage party. You know, marriage party. Oh, the father of the bridegroom. Oh, they were inhabitants of the bank of Ganges River. No? And it was fixed the day that all the marriage party with bridegroom should come in punctual time in the morning at about 4 in morning a.m. and marriage ceremony will be done. Otherwise this cannot be done. This time is very auspicious. So the marriage party managed by the father of bridegroom. He managed a very big boat. It was covered also that in rainy season or anyway, oh, it will be safe. And under that boat, oh, some prostitute was dancing, singing, and all merrymaking was going on, taking whiskey or wine. Russian wine, cold wine, and so many preparation by M company.
McDonald
company. And all were very happy. The father told the boatman that I want this boat should reach there in Calcutta on the bank of Ganges very soon before 4 a.m. because at that time marriage will be done. Don't miss it. Otherwise our marriage will be what?
Ruin.
He told us, oh, no problem at all. You should give me something we want. And he told that, give me some wine or bottles and ganja bhang means marijuana. You know parvana all? And we will do. Whole night we will do. And we make, and we can arrive very soon. It was no problem. He gave so much things as they wanted. Ganja bhang in India it is called. It was given to them and they took it and they began. 8 boatmen, 4 Diya and 4 Vyas. And one
Captain Head.
And so many to they're riding so heavily. Whole night they drove. And the father also went inside and he was making merry with them. And when it was to be morning, at about 4 in morning, he came out of the boat and saw, oh, where the boat is? Oh, this boat is even in my village. Oh, the trees, coconut trees are here. My house is there. Same ghat, bathing place. Oh, what you did? Oh, we are going to reach. But where? We are same place. Because they were in...
Intoxicated. In so much, they forgot. They forgot to take the...
So, they were out of senses. They could not... Only driving. They were full of stress. Then father told that, oh, I will not pay you at all. Why you did so? How this marriage of my son will be done? You have spoiled everything. Oh, why it became so? They did so much effort.
Hard labor.
But their
anchor.
Anchor was... They forget to take it on the boat. It was in mud. And so boat was moving around that anchor. Not moving forward. So if we have that anchor, inwardly desires, inwardly intoxications, and you will chant, remember, but no effect. Some effect will be worldly effect. You can be wealthy. You can have worldly possessions, cheating others, making fool others. You can do all these things. But not Krishna prema will come. So this is our position. So, we should try to give up all these things. Worldly attachment at once should be given up. How? By this shloka. Bacho vegam manasaha krodha vegam jihva vegam kudaropas. Pundarik Prabhu will explain this briefly.
You should try to hear and try to give up.
Even you are chanting whole day night and don't care for all these things, all that chanting, hearing will not do. And that is why we are seeing everywhere like this. So we must care for this. Second day shlok is like same as first. And we have less time, so third we are going to explain. Utsahat, nishyat, dhariyat, tattat karma pravartana, sato, sangatyagat, sato vritti, sadavis bhakti, prasit. Then how our bhakti will be developed? Oh, you can explain. High class of association will help us more. How we should associate Rupa Goswami Tau? Dadati, Pratigrahnati, Goyam Akhyati, Prichyate, Bhungte, Bhujate, Chayuva Sarvidham. You remember?
Yes, sir.
you, it is not association. No? It has been told for whom? Really, to whom I am going to associate, he should be in developed,
advanced.
And with them, how we should treat, or with a guru, how we should associate, this has been told. So, no question of all these things. But to whom, to him, we should give and we should take, we should ask some questions. In answer what he is telling, we should accept it. And what we are giving him and what he remnants gives, oh, you should take. It will add your development of. Go on.
So being in the
once any disciple of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, your Prabhupada, he wrote a letter to his Gurudev, to Swamiji, asking him that I am very lusty. I cannot control my lust. What should I do? He wrote at once, though it is very secret, boldly he expressed his all things to Gurudev. And Gurudev accepted and told him, advised him, you should read very carefully with very high class of honor, Ras Leela. Oh, this Ras Leela hearing and meditating, oh, you will be able to control very soon your lust and everything. Why? Because the pastimes of Krishna, all the pastimes of Krishna are very powerful, like Krishna himself, because he has invested all power in these Harikatha and name. So they are more powerful. So they can control all this. And among all the kinds of pastimes, oh, Ras Leela is
supermost.
Oh, they are more empowered to shower mercy than Krishna even. So if you are with honor, you are hearing or you are reading, then your mind will be controlled at once. Otherwise you cannot. And in the last he has told, Tannam rupa charitade sukattananu kramena rasana manasi niyojya tishthan praje tadanuragi jananuragi kalam naed akilami. You can speak.
This is the last essence of this all instruction.
We should try to remember chanting Krishna name. And this is our goal of our life. Very soon we'll be perfect. So, you should strongly try to follow all these things. Never criticize anyone. No need of being angry. If anyone insults me, oh, then due to my past activities he is doing. So why to be angry? You should try to tolerate everything. If no tolerance, no bhajan. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, Tina dapi suni chena, tarorapi sahishnu. Amanina, manadena, kirtaniya sada. First practice these four and then preach to others. Oh, you should explain this is so. Trinadapi sunichena. This is so. Try to practice it in your life. If anyone abusing, have tolerance. Otherwise, what is the meaning of tolerance? If all are giving respect to you and you are happy, but among thousands, one person insulted you, and you become very furious, angry. All are giving so much praise, money, reputation to you, and you are so happy. But why you are angry if among them one is only? Don't be upset. Try to be tolerant. So tina dapi suni jena, taro rapi sahishnuna, amanina, manadena kirtani. If these four qualities are not there, your remembrance and chanting will not do so much. What is the meaning? General meaning you should tell. And try to practice.
Yeah.
We should be very careful. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told. Be tolerant. More than a
blade
of grass. Be tolerant like more than trees. Everything of tree, bark, seed, flowers, fruit,
shade,
wood, everything is for others. So we should be like that, more than that. And try to give honor to others according to their state. Don't have any desire to be praised by others. Then if these qualities are there and you are chanting, remembering, then very soon you will rapidly progress. Otherwise, no. Sometimes someone behaves you in a bad way. At that time you cannot reconcile it. And then we become what? Against O Krishna consciousness. And we have a false ego that I know something. I know more. And then he rejects Vaishnavas. Oh, he thinks that this devotee has insulted me or he has done some wrong. So all are like this. Even they try to reject Krishna and his mercy, his devotees, his pastimes, his name, everything. And they become weak. So we should be very careful. We should not criticize. Even here they criticize. If you are hearing anyone criticizing any Vaishnava, Krishna, Bhakti or his devotees, what should we do? We should try to cut their tongue at once with a very sharp knife. And if you cannot, then what you should do? Try to
stop
speaking by very
powerful
argument, cutting his all
philosophy.
And if you cannot do, then keep your fingers in your ears and take bath in Ganges or ocean or anywhere with your claws and chant Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna.
Otherwise, anyone cannot save you. So, we should try to know all these things and try to reconcile, try to be tolerant, and thus we can increase our Krishna consciousness. Gaur Premanande. After Kirtan, or Tapare Arati.
Vrindavan Prabhu, you want to say
anything? Oh, yes.
I just wanted to say,